We are live in Studio A and have a rainy Thursday treat for you. Maybe take a little gray out of this Thursday morning. We have the cast and director from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We have a room full of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels in Studio A. That's a first. Opening on Friday night at the Old Town Playhouse. And we're here, first of all, with the director, Michelle Perez. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh,
it's so beautiful out here.
Thank you for being here. And again, it's a nice perk for a gray day. Now, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. This is a show. It was a movie in 1988.
Yes.
It came out as a musical in 2004. It had 10 Tony nominations.
10.
What flavor of scoundrel are we talking about in this show?
What flavor of scoundrel?
Yes, what is this show about?
I you know, I use the same sort of description. It's the producers meets the Pink Panther meets Blazing Saddles. It's sort of, you know, some ne'er-do-well kind of calm scoundrel meets a very good scoundrel, and they team up, and the rest is musical theater history, as they say.
So con men and wacky hijinks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, and the New York Times said about the show, I love this, that it has the aim of vaulting over the lines of good taste whenever possible.
Well, that's funny. That was sort of, I did not hear that quote, but that's sort of my, was sort of my goal all along, interestingly enough. I can't even repeat some of the direction I gave them on radio.
All right.
I wouldn't want you to lose your license. So.
But you can still see it in the theater, even though it's not really like an extreme show. I mean, it's funny and it's got some elements.
Yeah, I would say it is over 18, though.
It is. Okay.
I would say that. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Not this morning, though, folks. Really, we are doing edit this morning. We're going to hear a couple of pieces from the show. The first is a song from Muriel. And Muriel is sung by the lovely Jenna Archibald. Before we talk about Muriel, Jenna, you were an Academy kid.
I was.
You were an Interlochen Arts Academy kid.
I was.
Tell us about that a little bit.
It was the most magical experience of my life. Transformative.
I love it. What's the first thing that you asked me about how things still are at Interlochen?
Do they still have cowboy cookies?
That's right. Stone Cafeteria. The music was moving, but the cowboy cookies were amazing. So tell us about Muriel and the song we're going to hear and where she is emotionally as she's singing this
song. Sure. Muriel is a middle-aged woman, well-to-do, world traveler out looking for adventure, and encounters one of these said scoundrels and is more than willing to be taken advantage of.
All right.
Truth. Last night I met a man beneath a pale and haunted moon. A man no woman could refuse. Bold and assertive, with the furtive air of mystery. Magically long of lash, tragically short of cash. As he approached, he wore an aura of nobility. I wore these Ferragamo shoes. This was at last I knew my rendezvous with history. What was a woman to do? I never realized how long my heart had been ignored. He sang my name and it rang out just like some major chord. If music be the food of love, he ate my smorgasbord. What was a woman? What was a woman to do?
Oh, that's funny and gorgeous. Hey, look at that. Wonderful stuff. Okay, Michelle, tell me, what has it been like? This seems like quite a nutty show, and you've been working on it for months. Tell us a little bit about just kind of the process you've been going through with this show.
Interestingly, you know, I've had the I was fortunate enough to have done the producers, so I think that was a really good setup to take on this show. A lot of the humor has been quite organic, and this group has been an amazing cast to do that with, where we step into a scene and we find moments. I'm not one that really follows parenthetical references in scripts, if you know what I mean.
Yes, like stage directions.
Stage directions. Yes. And as a general rule, although sometimes there's some good ideas, but I really like to find what happens when they're up there in their scene. And, I got to tell you, 60, 70% of it happened truly organically as I saw them do something. And it would snap, and I go, oh, okay. Now, like, I won't repeat it because
right. But spontaneity bearing creativity,
absolutely.
Basically.
Yes,
that's great. Now, Definitely. Okay, our next piece. This is mm-hmm. now. This is a medley we're going to hear. We're hearing Lawrence Kerr Anderson. Good morning. Good morning, Kerr.
Good morning.
And Freddie Dave Dennison.
Sort of, not really.
Sort of, not really.
I am actually going to be singing a character that I do not play in the show, because in the scramble of getting, I'm sorry to say, actors to competing press events, the actor who plays Andre could not be here this morning. And Freddie, unfortunately, sings in a register that is not accessible to me at this time of day.
That is understandable. People bring their low register stuff in here in the morning. Yeah. You cannot be blamed. Gentlemen, set this up for us a little bit. What are we going to hear, and what is the context of the music?
We're going to do two numbers here, parts of two numbers. One is the actually opening number of the show, which sets up the whole idea of Lawrence, who's the smooth con man in the south of France, basically very cynical, very grasping, and just saying what he's going to be doing is watching the crowd, who he's going to pick out and do. The second number is from the other end of the show, and it's the point at which Lawrence suddenly realizes he's fallen in love with one of his targets.
Oh, dear.
So they're kind of two very contrasting numbers. Left hand, side pocket, right arm akimbo and relaxed, head up, gaze steady, now you're ready, so you stroll in, survey them, your world, they're all invited guests, feel out how to play them, and remember this, you're giving them what they want, giving them what they want, an adventure all their own, giving them what they want, like they're in a movie, and never forget that what they want is half smile.
Demi Sauville,
David Niven,
put on a bold countenance, both tragic and amused.
High style,
ah, come you fall,
that's a given.
And don't forget,
all I'm doing is I'm giving them what they want. Do Bazooty, specifically what they want. All tied up with a bow, for as the poet said,
Keats, truth is beauty,
and that is all you really need to know. This lady is Lenore, she feels her life's become a bore. You see, her husband's 94 next to May. But hey, she's down for 50 mil in an addendum to his will. And wherever there's a will, there's a way. I always say, love sneaks in when everything seems quiet, sets the bait, and like a fool you buy it. Your famous self-possession's vanished from your repertoire. This is what can happen when you leave the door ajar. And love sneaks in and whispers to you sweetly, silly words that change your life completely. You're fumbling in the dark, the master's now the mark. You're out of luck if love sneaks in on you. Now the mocked, that's what tends to happen when you leave yourself unlocked, and love sneaks through the usual defenses, the sighs, the smirks, the still old pretenses. What's gone is what you were, what's left is all a blur. You're stung, you're stuck, if love's knocking with her.
Oh, lovely. That was Kerr Anderson singing Lawrence. And just for today, Dave Dennison singing Andre. He will be Freddy on Friday, as it were. So don't worry about that. Jenna Archibald singing Muriel and Matthew Archibald playing the piano. Michelle Perez, how can we get tickets? Tell us about when we open and how long your run goes and all that jazz.
We open tomorrow. Open tomorrow, October 3rd. I can't believe it's here, Friday. And if you haven't come to the Old Town Playhouse in a few years, curtain is now 7:30, not 8 o'clock. You can go to oldtownplayhouse.com for ticket and more show information. You can also pick your seat online now, which is a really great option. Or you can call the box office at 947-2210, 947-2210. We run all through October, Thursday performances as well, with three Sunday matinees. So lots. Like I said, go to oldtownplayhouse.com. You got all the information you need right there.
Great. So. Well, break legs, everybody. Congratulations on your open. Thanks so much for joining us in Studio A this morning.
Thank you, Kate, so much for having us.
Thank you.